The Queen considered the goblin for a while, resting her fine-boned chin on the fingers of one exquisitely thin hand. Her alabaster brow furrowed.
"You, goblin, you and your kind have long enjoyed the protection of this court. Yet I hear talk of rebellion. Tell me why this is."
Her melodious voice was rich with charm as the words were spoken, but the goblin seemed unmoved. He should have fallen to his knees and begged for her forgiveness, hypnotized by the power of the Queen's glamour, but instead he stood his ground stockily and grinned at her. Grinned at the Queen.
"Well, Queen, it's like this, you see. Goblins is now treated as upright citizens in human world. Humans say goblins useful. We likes being useful. We gets paid for being useful and finding out things and making things."
The Queen's beautiful visage slipped, and she glared at the cheeky creature in front of her.
"That's impossible," she shouted. "You goblins are the dregs, everyone knows that."
laughed the goblin.
"Queenie not so clever as she thinks. Goblins riding on hog's back now. Goblins know how to drive the iron horses."
There was a shiver in the court as the goblin uttered the word iron and the magic glimmer dimmed. The Queen's dress changed colour from silver gossamer to blood-red velvet, and her blonde ringlets turned into straight, raven-black locks. Elven stone knives were drawn and sharp teeth bared. The little goblin did not flinch.
"I don't believe you," said the Queen. "After all, you are just a goblin."
"Just a goblin? Yes, your queeniness," he said quietly. "A goblin what understands iron and steel. Steel as goes round and round and chuffs, takes people to faraway places. And a goblin what is a citizen of Ankh-Morpork, and you know what that means, my lady. The Dark One there gets upset when his citizens get killed."